The Live Match Broadcast with Supermax, where the ice cream is 100% Irish and 100% delicious. Treat yourself to a dreamy moosey or a warm muffin and ice cream today.
Yeah, live commentary now coming up of Galway versus Kilkenny, the Leinster Minor Hurling Final. And it's Niall Canavan and Gordon Duan that are there. Evening, lads.
Yeah, evening, Jerry. The Aran Aveen has just been played here in O'More Park in Portlaoise.
All right, we'll pull down the fader for that. Don't forget also Galway United against Wexford a little bit later on, 7:45, the start of that. Live, uninterrupted on galwaybayfm.ie. The other games in the First Division, Athlone against Kerry, Bray against Fen Harps, and Waterford against Cove Ramblers. And I think our own Naveen must be finished, Niall, so we'll leave it over to you.
Yeah, we're still playing our own Naveen, Jerry. Nearly finished, though.
That's the last few bars there, but anyway, take it away there, Gordon Duan and Niall Canavan.
Yeah, you're very welcome back here to O'More Park. We're almost ready to go. There's a big crowd in, it must be said, on the stand side of the field here. The team's getting into position. Galway line out as selector in their first ever Leinster Minor Championship final. Shane Murray's in goal. It's Thomas Blake, Sean Murphy and Garwich King, the full back line. Dylan Quirk, Dunica Campbell and Ed O'Reilly, the half line. Michael Burke and Michael Fannin at midfield. The half hour line is Derek Coonahan, Cullen Burke and Conor Gilligan. And the inside line, Brian Callan and Jason Rabbit and Aaron Nyland. And the referee throws in the ball. Adam Keenahan's the referee. The game is on. That's Galway who tried to come on the attack straight away here. And it's a foul there on Ed O'Reilly, the Meadows man at wing back. And that means that Aaron Nyland is coming all the way from the full forward line to take this free for Galway. Nyland has got 3 goals and 44 points in the championship so far, and he comes all the way from the full forward line to take this, and he will definitely, I'm sure, have the distance. Will he have the accuracy? We hope he will from a Galway perspective. Kilkenny looking to, as I said, to win their 60th Leinster Minor title. Galway looking to win their first as Aaron Nyland comes out to take this free, the young Clarence Bridge youngster. There is, as I said, a healthy crowd here, it must be said. I'm looking across the field. I see one man over on the terrace on the far side of the field. I think it's Joe Canning that's over there. I'm sure he's observing what's going on. Of course, he's a selector and a coach with this Galway team as Aaron Nyland stands over the free here. Aaron lifts, spins and strikes a shot. They're in towards the town goal here. He's driven it long in towards the goal. It's going to drop short. It's going to drop towards Jason Rabbit. Brian Callan tries to pick it up for Galway though. And Kilkenny tried to repel that situation. Indeed, the Kilkenny men come away with that ball. And it's their full back. It's their team captain, Evan Murphy, who comes away with it. He loses possession though, under serious pressure from the Galway midfielder, Michael Fallon. Fallon over the shoulder, got 2 points the last day. Goes for the opening score of the day, but this one goes wide. It's the first wide of the game, and I'm delighted to be joined by Gordon Duan in the commentary position. Gordon, this one, a big game for Galway minor level, but they have been particularly impressive so far, and you'd hope that Galway would be able to achieve victory in this minor final.
Yeah, huge occasion, Niall, for Galway in our first outing in Leinster to get to the final is a great achievement. But one thing I suppose we've seen during the year is that while they're very talented, their work rate has been unreal, and it has been a joy to watch them up in their games up along. And we're expecting a good battle with Kilkenny as we did down in Nolan Park.
Galway win possession there, and Sean Murphy gets the ball out towards Michael Fallon, his teammate and clubmate. He drives it down towards Brian Callan. Callan from the Ardrahan Club wins the ball, gets it back to Aaron Nyland in space. Nyland comes inside his man. Nyland is going to go for a score from out the field. Nyland off the left hand side. Nyland high, and Nyland over the bar. It's the first score of the day. It's Aaron Nyland, the man who puts it over the bar. And in fairness to Aaron Nyland, as I said, he's been the top scorer for Galway so far in the championship. 3 goals and 44 points up until today. Make that now 3 goals and 45 points. Good start for Galway. Good score by Aaron Nyland.
Yeah, good delivery in there from Sean Murphy, and Arden, he'd be great for his confidence to get that first score on the board.
Galway lead by a point to no score. The ball breaks in the half hour line. Garwich King tries to win it from a Galway perspective. He's under pressure there from James O'Neill, the Kilkenny man, the St. Martin's man, is wing forward, and the ball breaks out, and Kilkenny come on the attack with Greg Kelly. Kelly from out the field going for the equalising score. Kelly has driven the shitter high in towards the goals, but this one has gone wide, and it's a wide apiece in the early stages of this game. 2.5 minutes played here as the goalkeeper Shane Murray from Kilkenairn gets his first touch, sprays a quick puck out towards Garwich King. King comes inside his man before going long over towards the wing forward. That wing forward is Conor Gilligan. Gilligan is under pressure there. His man didn't play the ball at all, but Gilligan picks it up, and Gilligan from Crawhall is going through his man. Gilligan hand passed the ball across the field over towards the wing forward. That's Dara Coonahan. Dara Coonahan high in towards goals. Dara Coonahan's shot is blocked by the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper Billy O'Sullivan gets away with that one. He loses possession, and that's going to be a free out though. He was fouled. He dropped to there, Gordon. It could have gone anywhere, but Galway have started impressively. Obviously, they've had a few scoring opportunities. They've got one. It's just about settling into this game now in the early stages.
Yeah, I'm sure Fergal will be happy enough with the start, and it was important to get that first score on the board. Conor Gilligan showing great strength there to get past the Kilkenny challenge and to create that opportunity for Derek Coonahan. And Galway just unfortunate they had dropped short.
The free is won by Cullen Burke. Burke gets it off to Ed O'Reilly. Ed O'Reilly has time to look up the field and picks out Michael Burke, the man who's got 6 points so far. He was excellent, the Skahana Montpellier Manachman, in the semi final. He's going to go for a score from out the field. Michael Burke, high. What a brilliant score by Michael Burke from the middle of the field. He gets his first score of the day. And in fairness, Gordon, Michael Burke has been an absolute revelation for Galway at midfield in this year's championship. He's been outstanding.
It's game on game. He's shown great improvement and he was absolutely unstoppable the last day, creating chances and a great point there. Once he wound up, you knew in your heart that it was going to go over the bar.
Kilkenny win the puck out and Kilkenny come on the attack, but Dylan Quirk intercepts for Galway and Quirk goes back to the goalkeeper Shane Murray, who has time to play it off his hurling. Shane Murray looks across the field and goes past the full forward. The full forward is Ed McDermott. There was a few oohs and ahs from the crowd, but he gets it out towards Dunica Campbell from Capitagal. Campbell takes on his man. Has he gone out over the line at the far side of the field? He has gone out over the line, and that's going to be a line ball to Kilkenny over there. Kilkenny's manager, of course, is Niall Bergen. He's round our ear, Paddy Hogan and Dave Buggy, while for Galway, Fergal Healy, the manager, Mark Kearns, Eamon Cleary, Joe Canning and James Cahill, the management team. As that ball is won by Sean Murphy, the team captain for Galway. Just got a slap there as he came out of defence and he's on the ground. I think he's okay. The ball goes out of the line on this side of the field and it's a line ball to Kilkenny. And we see that Sean Murphy is on Ed McDermott. Ed McDermott is a huge man there at full forward, Gordon. I'm sure Kilkenny will try to isolate him one-on-one on Sean Murphy.
Yeah, I think he played wing forward in the previous game down in Nolan Park and he was having a great battle with Dylan Quirk and he caused a lot of issues for Galway early doors, but Dylan sort of got on top of him, so they've put him in on the edge of the square now and I'm sure they'll be directing ball down on top of him.
Yeah, Brian Moore has just hit a wide there for Kilkenny, but in the Connacht Minor Championship, Galway lead from at half time by 2-5 to 5 points in that round robin game. Galway, of course, already in the final of the Connacht Minor Championship. Has Kilkenny come on the attack here? There are 2 points between them. Galway lead by 2 points, no score. The ball is batted towards Cullen Brook there. It's picked up by Michael Fallon over on the far side of the field. He scoops the ball across the field looking for the man wearing number 10, and that's Dara Coonan. He breaks through the heart of the Kilkenny defence there, but their strength in numbers there from the Kilkenny men, and Kilkenny come away with the ball here with Rory Garrett. Garrett gets the ball out towards the middle of the field, but he's just have thrown the stitter there, and that's a free in essentially in front of the goals from the 45 metre line, and it's a cheap enough free to give away from a Kilkenny perspective, Gordon, but it's one you'd anticipate that Aaron Ireland will have the capabilities to put between the posts.
Absolutely, he's been doing it all year, and it's happened right in front of the referee. I thought there might have been a Galway free just prior to that, but nothing given. But yeah, referees really clamping down on the hand passes, that ardent hand passes, let's say.
6 minutes gone. Aaron Ireland has got 1 point for Galway. It came from play. He's just outside the 45 metre line. 2 points for Galway, no score for Kilkenny. Galway playing with a slight wind here in the first half, but I think it's immaterial. It doesn't seem to be too bad as he launched that ball in towards the goals, and that's the 3rd point for Galway. It's the 2nd for Aaron Ireland. He got 1 from play and now 1 from a free, and Galway have settled well. Galway, the raging hot favourites for this game, are 3 points on the board. Kilkenny are no score. 6 minutes gone. That ball goes out towards the middle of the field. The Galway man goes up for it. It's Michael Fallon. It breaks, and Fallon tries to pick it up at the second attempt. Cullen Burke helps him out, and the Ardmore Merryman has it. He hand passes the ball back to Dunica Campbell, who comes inside his man. He tries to hand pass the ball further forward. He swung around, gets it back to Dylan Quirk, and Dylan Quirk flicks the ball over to the far side of the field looking for Coonahan. Coonahan hand passes the ball off towards Michael Fallon. Fallon comes inside his man. As I said, he got 2 goals in the semi-final. He launched that ball in towards the full forward line looking for a Jason Rabbit. A run here for Rabbit and Evan Murphy, and Rabbit wins it for Galway. Rabbit comes inside his man, and Rabbit is trying to bear down on goal. He's fouled there, surely. Referee says play on. Rabbit still has the ball. He's coming in along the inline. He's with a shoulder there, and their goalkeeper picks it up, and the goalkeeper is Billy O'Sullivan. And Billy O'Sullivan comes out from the goalkeeping position, the James Stevens man, and launches Kilkenny on the attack. But it's a poor ball out to Cullen Burke in space. Cullen Burke should put it over the bar, and a beautiful first touch by Cullen Burke gets it into his hand. He makes no mistake, he puts it over the bar. The youngster from the Ardmore Mary Club, who was man of the match in the County Minor A final last year. 4 points to no score. Galway just defying their favourite tag so far, Gordon. They have started well. They lead by 4 points.
Excellent start for Galway, and I'm sure Fergal and his management should be delighted with the way they've settled into the game so quickly and really stamping their authority on this game in the opening stages.
Kilkenny win brilliantly. The puck out is won by Ed Lahouf. Lahouf gets it off towards the James O'Neill, going up along the sideline. James O'Neill's shot goes in towards the goals, but I can tell you it's going to go wide, and that's 3 wides for Kilkenny. So while Galway have 4 points to the board, Kilkenny have 3 wides, as a Shane Murray has the sun in his eyes there as he looks out the field. He's probably going down the middle, I'd say. He does go down the middle because the 2 Galway men there, one of them is Dara Coonahan, who tries to put the ball up and catch the ball out of the air. He does so superbly. He's got a man in space. That man is Dunica Campbell, if he can find him. But he's still going forward as Dara Coonahan, just back from injury. He tries to kick the ball forward, but he can't do so. He's under pressure there from Greg Kelly, and the ball breaks to the middle of the field and is picked up by Ed Lahouf. Lahouf gets it back towards the wing back, and that wing back is Rory Garrett. He gets it further forward, but Sean Murphy, the cool and steady full back for Galway, comes away with the ball, and there's a Kilkenny man pulling him to the ground there. That's Brian Moore, and I'd say, Gordon, that's going to be the first yellow card of the day. But Sean Murphy, in fairness to him, while he's on a big man in there, he's settled well, and it looks as if there's going to be a yellow card for the Kilkenny man.
Yeah, he's been excellent for Galway so far at fullback, really dominating for. While he's not big in stature, he's a big presence there on the edge of the square, and he's been unbelievable during the year at full back. And yeah, it was a dangerous tackle coming out, and well worthy of a yellow card.
Yeah, Brian Moore is the man who gets the yellow card, as Shane Murray, the goalkeeper, comes out almost to the 45 metre line to take this free, and he just launches it over towards the far side of the field looking for Aaron Ireland. There's two Kilkenny men over there, and it's taken out of the air by Michael Ahern, the wing back. He played midfield the last day. He gets it out towards Darragh Verrocker. Verrocker soloing forward now for Kilkenny. He sprays the ball right across the field looking for Ed McDermott. McDermott and Sean Murphy battling with it. Sean Murphy has been superb at full back so far, and he wins that possession. He's coming out, trying to come away, which is just have overcarried the shot, though. He looked to be fouled. Ed McDermott gives him a little shoulder on the back there, but Sean Murphy has started well. The referee gives the free in, though, and it's going to be a free in to Kilkenny, who haven't scored as of yet. And Conor Doyle, no doubt, the free taker wearing number 13, will probably come across to take this free, and it's an advantageous position for him to score. He's just outside the 20 metre line on the stand side of the field as he gets ready to take this. But Kilkenny, 10 minutes almost having played here. Kilkenny need a score, Gordon, and Conor Doyle, as we saw down in Kilkenny, is a very adept free taker, a very good free taker.
Yeah, he was excellent in the championship so far, and no mistake with that one, straight between the posts.
That's the first score for Kilkenny, and it's Conor Doyle from Winegap who puts it over the bar, and it's the kick and iron man in goals, Shane Murray, who'll get ready to take the puck out for Galway. And he just has the sun, the hand up to the face there as the sun is in his eyes. He pucks that ball out towards the middle of the field, and there's a clash between two players in the middle of the field, and the referee should stop the play surely, because both players are down. Conor Gilligan, the Galway player, is up, and just two players just flew into the air trying to catch that puck out, and Gilligan is up, but I'd say he's going down now as well, because in fairness, Gordon, that was a serious hit between the two of them. Nothing untoward in it whatsoever. It was just the flight of the goalkeeper's puck, the puck out. It just saw two players, one coming at one just one way, the other coming the other way, and they just clashed in midair. And you just hope the Kilkenny player has come off worse. You just hope he'd be okay.
Yeah, it's pure accidental, and I suppose we saw it at the last day again as well in the under 20 match Galway and Offaly, where four players sort of came together and one player ended up on the ground, and thankfully that day he was able to get up and walk off the field, and we'll be hoping that the Kilkenny player will be able to get up from this as well.
Yeah, Conor Gilligan, the Galway player, seems to be okay. The medics from Galway have been out to him, while the Kilkenny player is still down on the ground. I just can't see what number he is at the moment, but it's 4 points to one in favour of Galway. Almost 11 minutes have been played. Galway's fifth game in the championship. They beat Antrim in the first round, then they beat Laois, then they beat Kilkenny, of course, on that Good Friday, 123 to 13 points, and then they beat Dublin in the semi-final, 322 they scored that day. So Galway pulling up big scores in this year's championship so far, and we have almost 11 minutes played in this Leinster minor final. Kilkenny, of course, they have come through obviously the same group as Galway, and they went into a quarter final game then against Offaly, which they win by 215 to 14 points before they came through their semi-final against Wexford by 4 points. But there's still some attention to the Kilkenny man, of course. Gordon, the semi-finals are on next week. The winners will play Clare, the losers will play Cork. So Clare and Cork have been really impressive. We saw them the last couple of years at under 15, under 16 level. No surprise that they've come out of Munster, and they'll prove stiff opposition for either Galway or Kilkenny at the semi-final stage.
Absolutely. Clare have been it's been noticeable the amount of work that has been done at underage in the last couple of years down there, and they seem to have a good system that they've developed, and they've sort of brought it from under 14, 15, 16 the whole way up along. And they had a titanic battle with Cork in that Munster final during the week, and very impressed with both teams, and it could have gone either way. So no matter which team Galway ends up playing, we're hoping, of course, it'll be Cork that they'll be playing, but either way it's going to be a tough semi-final, because they've come out of a tough Munster campaign.
Yeah, Kilkenny have been awarded an indirect free here, and Sean Bergen, the number 10, he's okay. That ball is launched into the square, brilliantly taken by Donal Campbell, who's sweeping back in front of his man. That's a hard tackle by the Kilkenny man there. It's a head high tackle, and in fairness, Kilkenny are not standing on ceremony. This is going to be a second yellow card, I'd say, because Dunica Campbell, it's the man number 12, James O'Neill, that went in hard on Dunica Campbell there. Campbell is okay, but I'd say it could be a yellow card, Gordon, here again.
Yeah, you'd be thinking it'd have to be, Niall, because Anthony over the shoulders is dangerous, and that definitely was dangerous, and Dunica will be lucky that he's I know the medics are out there checking on him just to make sure he's okay, but it was, that's as you said, Niall, there, that's the second high challenge we've seen in the last few minutes, and the referee
Gone into the umpires now as well, because he was, I think, just about to give the James O'Neill a card, but now he's decided to go into the umpire. So I don't think it's anything more than a yellow card, Gordon. I don't think it'll be anything different to that.
No, unless the The umpire saw something that we didn't see, but the referee now, he's gone back to the notebook, but I don't know whether he's changed his mind or not.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything more than a yellow card. That's what it is. And James O'Neill picks up the yellow card. That's the second yellow card. Brian Moore has also got one previously. And Donacha Campbell is up, and Donacha Campbell seems to be okay. And just a head-high tackle there. And that's the second one on a Galway player. Of course, Sean Murphy had got one already from Brian Moore. And Sean Murphy, the free-taker and the captain from the full-back line, will take this free for a side. He's got 1 point in the championship so far. He's going to go short. I'm not quite sure that go the distance. And it just about is won by the Galway corner back there. And that's Tomás Blake. And he gets it back to Sean Murphy. Murphy out to Dylan Quirk. Dylan Quirk tries to come inside his man. He does come inside his man. He's soloing forward. Did he catch the ball three times as well? The referee says he didn't. And Gordon, you were saying he did catch it three times. I think we got away with one there.
He did, definitely, yeah. And
I think the Kilkenny manager, Kilkenny Bergen, wasn't too happy with it either.
He could see it from here as well, even though the referee was closer to it.
Yeah, and Dylan Quirk got rid of it as quickly as possible then, but it ended up going wide. But Galway lead by 4 points to 1:14 minutes gone here. This Leinster minor final yet to take off, I suppose, here on this Friday evening, as the goalkeeper, Billy O'Sullivan, gets ready to take it. He pits it in towards an area where there's a number of players, and one of those is James O'Neill trying to pick the shit up. He flicks the ball off towards the wing forward, but in fairness, Dylan Quirk does really, really well from a Galway perspective, and Dylan Quirk does well, and Dylan Quirk is coming forward. Dylan Quirk looks forward in towards the full forward line, where Jason Rabbit and the full back Evan Murphy battle for possession. Murphy is a big man at the edge of the square. He gets a push in the back there from Jason Rabbit. The referee says play on. Two big men battling for possession, and it's Aaron Nyland who comes in past them and picks the ball up. He gets inside his man. Nyland going across the goals, tries to flick the ball forward, but he's under serious pressure there, and that ball has gone out for a 65, and there was no way Kilkenny were letting Nyland in for a goal there. But good defending, must be said, by Evan Murphy. He's a big powerful presence, it must be said, the Kilkenny captain at full back.
Yeah, and he's having a great old battle already with Jason Rabbit, and Jason tried very hard there, never gave up, and I'm sure Kilkenny were the last person they wanted picking up that ball and running at the defence was Arden Ireland, and caused trouble for the backs there, but and did well to get the shot away and deflect it out for a 65, so at least they've scored an opportunity here, and not much of a breeze to worth talking about, so I'm sure Arden will have a good go at this one.
After getting three texts from three different people, Gordon, telling me that was a terrible tackle, it should have been a red card on Donacha Campbell. Obviously from our vantage point we saw there was a head high tackle, and I think the referee contemplated giving him the red card but didn't give it.
Yeah, and as we were saying there, it looked like he was given the yellow and then the umpires called him in, so he must have he obviously consulted the umpire, but still thought a yellow card was enough.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see it in playback later on, as Aaron Ireland stands over this 65 metre free for Galway. He's looking for point number three. He makes no mistake, he puts it between the posts. That's a 65, and one from play and one from a free for Aaron Ireland, which means that Galway now lead by 5 points to 1:16 minutes gone here. Galway playing with a slight wind advantage, as I said, in this Leinster minor final. Quick puck out by the Kilkenny goalkeeper Billy O'Sullivan. He goes short to Evan Murphy, and Murphy just launched that ball long towards the edge of the square. McDermott and Sean Murphy go up first, and the Kilkenny man tries to win it out of the air, but Sean Murphy defends it well. But McDermott does pick it up for Kilkenny. McDermott goes across the field looking for the corner forward. That corner forward is Conor Doyle. Doyle goes for Kilkenny's first score for play, and that goes over the bar. Good score by Conor Doyle, and we saw Kilkenny's intent there. Quick puck out to the full back Evan Murphy, longed into Ed McDermott. The ball broke, picked up by the corner forward Conor Doyle. Good score, 5 points to two.
Yeah, good score for Kilkenny. They'll be happy to get their first score on the board as we're entering into the 16th minute. So now there's only 3 points between the teams now, and I'm sure that'll give Kenny confidence.
Galway come on the attack. The ball goes over towards Michael Burke, brilliantly taken out of the air by the Skahana Montpellier Manakman. He's under pressure over there from Ed Lahouf. They're trying to win possession over on the far side of the field, but Kilkenny's Conor Doyle goes back to try and pick it up. He flicks the ball forward, and Doyle is out in the half forward line. He's under pressure there from Conor Gilligan, and Conor Gilligan does well from a Galway perspective, but there's two Kilkenny men over there. The ball is still going forward, but Gilligan tries to go downhill from Galway. It's flicked away from him by Conor Doyle as Dylan Quirk comes in, the Athenry youngster at wing back for Galway, trying to win possession over on the far side of the field. Deserted far side of the field, as I said, bar Joe Canning over there, and the TJ Cahir cameraman, as that ball breaks over towards Thomas Blake. Blake from Ordinmore Mary comes away from the cornerback position. He gets it out towards Michael Burke. Burke comes inside his man, and Burke goes across the field looking for Dara Coonan. Coonan is in possession of the ball, and Coonan is under pressure from the Kilkenny man. Mikey Steins gets the ball further forward looking for Michael Fannin, but good defensive play by the Kilkenny man there, and Mikey Steins has it. He's a huge man at centre half back, blocked superbly down there by Dara Coonan, and the ball goes out over the line, and he's a big massive man and a serious presence at centre half back. I know we commented on it before, the physical presence of these Kilkenny men. They're huge men, Gordon, it must be said, but a good defensive play there by Dara Coonan.
Yeah, if we think of the battle that they had on Good Friday down in Nolan Park, it was noticeable that day, the heavy hits that were that Kilkenny were a big powerful team, and they did a lot of work in their S&C done over the winter time, it seemed, but there was a lot of heavy hits on going in early doors, and they're not standing back from the battle this evening either.
Ed Lauhoff takes the sideline. It's picked up though by Thomas Blake. Blake comes out from the cornerback position, gets it off towards Ed O'Reilly. O'Reilly is soloing forward. He flicks the ball further forward towards Dunica Campbell. Campbell looks upfield and picks out Dylan Kirk. It just goes over his head though as Conor Doyle goes back to win possession for Kilkenny. Just a few errors creeping into the Galway team as Conor Doyle picks up possession. He's under serious pressure there, and good play by Dylan Kirk to win it back for Galway. He hand passes the ball over his head looking for Michael Burke. Burke will go down in possession. Burke tries to take on his man, and Burke tries to go past him. Micheál Ahern there. Burke does go past him, gets the ball forward towards Conor Gilligan in space, and Gilligan is on the 45 metre line. Gilligan is going to go for a score. Conor Gilligan over the bar. Good score by Conor Gilligan, made by Michael Burke, and Galway lead by 6 points to 2. Really good score there, and that means that Galway now lead by 4 points again. 19 minutes gone here, 6-2. Good score by Conor Gilligan, but again Michael Burke was the man who picked him out.
Yeah, I thought Michael was entitled to a free there in the build up, but shrugged off the tackle from the Kilkenny player and created a score, and Conor Gilligan took his point well.
Kilkenny go long again. Is this a goal scoring opportunity? Out comes the goalkeeper, and Shane Murray does really well. He's under pressure there from Brian Moore. He tries to get the ball off. It's won by McDermott. A goal scoring chance. It's blocked by Thomas Blake on the goal line, and Thomas Blake, the cornerback, is back there, and he gets the ball out towards Dylan Kirk. A let off for Galway, and Kirk comes away from the wing back position and strikes off the left hand side up towards Michael Fallon in space. Fallon now looks to the full forward line. He looks to Jason Rabbit. Rabbit's in front of his man, and Rabbit has the ball. He goes past his man. He's on the 20 metre line. Rabbit going forward now for Galway. Rabbit, is he going to go for goal? He is going to go for goal. It goes across the goals, and it's flicked away by the Kilkenny man who was half blocked down. There was goal chances on either side of the field there. Jason Rabbit's shot was blocked down, but on the other side of the field, a mix up at the Galway defence. The ball was won by Ed McDermott, and his shot was cleared off the line by Thomas Blake. There could have been goals at both ends, Gordon.
Yeah, if we were looking for something to ignite this game, I think that we're just after having it there. Galway lucky to get away with that incident there, which in their own goals, and back up the other field, then Jason might have popped it quicker, but well closed down by Kilkenny, and Galway now trying to work through the ball again.
Galway are trying to work it through towards Jason Rabbit. He thought he's heard he was pulled there, but the referee said play on. Michael Ahern wins it for Kilkenny, but Michael Burke is there for Galway. Burke is head high, challenge again, and that's the third one in this game, and the Galway management team are absolutely disgusted with that one. We've seen two yellows, Gordon. We'll definitely see a third one. Will we see a red this time?
This is bordering on ridiculous now. You would have thought after two yellows being handed out for high tackles that Kilkenny would have the common sense not to do it again, but the referee has to take a stand at some stage.
Yeah, that's the third head-high tackle on a Galway player, and 20 minutes gone. Only 20 minutes gone. We've had two yellow cards so far, Brian Moore and James O'Neill. And the next man that's gone into the book is Ed Lauhoff. Will it be red or will it be yellow? We're not quite sure at this stage, but again, it was a head-high tackle. It's the third one early in this game, and really, there's no need for it at this level, at any level of the game, really. As Ed Lauhoff is going to pick up the card, is he going to be red or yellow? Referee is just speaking to him. I think it's yellow he's getting, and it is a yellow card for Ed Lauhoff, and there's a Galway player being brought forward as well. That's Ed O'Reilly, the two Eds, and Ed O'Reilly, I'm not quite sure what he's getting it for. Maybe he said something that maybe he shouldn't have said, but in fairness, Kilkenny are getting away with a lot here. That's three head-high tackles, Gordon, in the early stages of this game.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and in a normal game you would think that you'd let it out, a yellow, all right, but the second or third one you'd be definitely making a stand, because
and the referee is going to throw the sitter in. The Galway fans aren't happy with this, and I can't blame them one sense, but maybe we're slightly biased, but I'm telling you, some of the tackles by the Kilkenny men are bordering on the ridiculous here in the first half, as Ed Lauhoff wins that ball. He gets the ball forward towards Brian Moore, a corner forward, but great defensive play there by Thomas Blake, and that gets the Galway crowd going. He has no hurl. He tries to kick it forward, but the Kilkenny man picks it up. It's Brian Moore. Brian Moore makes the space for Kilkenny. Will he go along with this when he loses possession? And Galway win it back, and Galway come on the attack over on the far side of the field with Cullen Burke. He sprays the ball across towards Michael Burke. It should be won by the Kilkenny man, but Michael Burke does brilliantly well for Galway to try and pick it up. He's got a man inside him. Michael Burke inside to Jason Rabbit. Rabbit bearing down on goal. He's through. Is this a goal scoring opportunity? It's in the back of the net. And Jason Rabbit is the man who puts it in the net for Galway. A great move up the field. Michael Burke inside to Jason Rabbit. It's in the net. 1-6 to 2 points. And that puts seven between them, Gordon.
We were talking the last day, Niall, about if there was a fantasy football for the minor, or fantasy league for the minor championship, that Michael Burke's numbers have gone off the charts. Michael Burke again involved in that, and great credit to Jason Rabbit. He didn't panic. He took his time and placed it in the back of the net.
1-6 to 2 points as Dylan Kirk wins that possession. It goes back though towards the wing back, Micheál Ahern. He loses possession. It's further forward by Kilkenny towards Darragh Vericker. He's still going forward now from a Kilkenny perspective. He's making the space to go for a score possibly. It should be a score for Kilkenny over the far side of the field. It's a long high ball in towards the goals, but it's a wide, and that's four wides now for Kilkenny. Galway have struck two, but Galway lead by seven. 1-6 to 2 points. 23 minutes played here as Shane Murray gets ready to take the puck out. the Kilkenny man. He goes right across the field looking for Dylan Quirk, who's on the sideline. And with that, we'll go back to studio with Galway leading. 23 minutes gone here, Jerry. 1-6 to 2 points in favour of Galway.
Yeah, well done, lads. That's a great goal right at the right time after the shamazzle that was happening before it. But anyway, let's go to Eamon DC Park. They are 8 minutes in there. Galway United against Wexford. Mike Raff and Derek Rogers.
Thank you, Jerry. Yes, 8 minutes gone exactly here. It's still Galway United 0, Wexford 0. Galway United doing the majority of pressing. Just one change to the starting 11 that won against Waterford last week. That sees Conor O'Keefe in for the injured Colm Horgan. United, their starting lineup is Brent Clark, O'Keefe, Deegan, or Donlan, I should say, Slevin, Broder, Walsh, Hurley, Borden, Lombotto, McCormack, and McCarthy. And I do believe that Waterford have taken the lead and probably. Well, obviously, Waterford obviously are going to be hurting from last weekend. Of course, Galway United 10 points clear at the top of the Electricity First Division following that victory last weekend. And certainly when these sides met, well, 6 weeks ago, it was Galway United who emerged 4-0 winners on that occasion. Wexford, youngish side with a few, shall we say, experienced players in there. I mentioned earlier on Danny Furlong, Ethan Boyle and Hugh Douglas bring that experience to Wexford. But Jerry, here at MNDC Park, we're just in the 9th minute and it's Galway United 0, Wexford 0.
And if you want to get uninterrupted commentary from Mike and Derek on that particular game, for now, www.galwaybayfm.ie, and it's live there on stream. Back to Port Laois.
Yeah, you're welcome back here. There's been a wide from both sides, but Galway have also added a point. Jason Rabbit's got a point for Galway to add to his goal. It's 1-7 now to 2 points as Dylan Quirk comes on the attack for Galway. Spreads the ball across towards Aaron Nyland, trying to win it. It's won by Rabbit though. Jason Rabbit is in possession. He tried to flick it over his head, but he goes back to pick it again. Rabbit tries to go past his man. Rabbit has got Aaron Nyland in space beside him. Nyland turns in his sixpence and goes for a score, but I think it's gone outside the post. It is gone outside the post, and that's Galway's 4th wide. Kilkenny have struck 5, but Jason Rabbit is causing lots of problems there in the full forward line. Gordon, he's got a goal and a point.
Yeah, and it's unusual that we're not talking about the Arden Islands scores. Jason really growing in this championship, and an excellent point after following up on his goal. And Galway have two on the inside now, both lethal, and Galway be trying to get as much ball into them, and Brian Cannon of course over the far side.
1-7 to 2 points with 25 minutes played here. Galway lead by 8 as the ball is poked out to this side of the field. It's overloaded on this side of the field at this end with players trying to battle for possession, and Kilkenny do win it eventually, and they come out from the half back line. It's the man wearing a number 5, that's Rory Garrett, gets it off to Ed Lahouf. Lahouf looks across the field, but Thomas Blake for Galway should come away with the ball. He loses possession though under pressure from Ed McDermott there, and McDermott has it the full forward. He's out on the half forward line trying to win possession or to go forward for Kilkenny. He kicks the ball back towards Sean Bergen. Sean Bergen loses possession though because it's 3 goal in there. Dunica Campbell is one of those. He's trying to come away with it, while Derek Coonahan is also in possession. But Kilkenny do have possession, and Kilkenny come away with possession here. It should be a scoring opportunity for the Kilkenny men. It's a high ball in towards the goals, and it's a point for Brian Moore, wearing number 15 for Kilkenny, and that's a good score for him. 1-7 to 3 points now. Galway still lead by 7 points as Shane Murray takes the quick puck out. He goes out to the middle field looking for Michael Fallon, or indeed it's Derek Coonahan. They're both wearing yellow helmets. Gets it off to Michael Burke. Burke comes inside his man, and Burke looks upfield, and Burke decides to play the ball in towards Jason Rabbit, but there's two Kilkenny men there. But Rabbit wins it. Rabbit, the son of Joe Rabbit, of course, flicks the ball off towards Derek Coonahan in space. This would be a superb score. Derek Coonahan high in towards the goals, but it's wide. And I suppose one thing from a Galway perspective that maybe Fergal and his manager team won't be happy about, they've had 5 wides and possibly scorable positions, but I know they lead well by 1-7 to 3 points.
Yeah, but with chances at a premium, you don't want to be missing those chances either, and they need to be building on that lead. And yeah, they'll be disappointed with the shot conversion rate, I suppose, as we've. You've 5 wides and 7-1-7, and of course 2 of them are from place balls. So
there's a free here at the middle of the field as well, a foul on Michael Fallon, which results in a free for Galway. And Aaron Ireland is coming all the way out from the full forward line to take this free. It's between the 40, between the 265 metre lines, it must be said, over towards the far side of the field. He's bringing them back almost towards the Galway 65 metre line as he will take this free. He's already got 3 points for Galway. He's got 1 from play, he's got 1 from a free, he's got 1 from a 65. He'll be hoping to get his 2nd score from a free in this game. Galway lead 1-7 to 3 points as Colin Burke has been called over by the manager just to have a word with him. And this is going to be a free to Galway, as we said, following that foul on Michael Fallon in the middle of the field. So here comes the Galway full forward, or corner forward I should say, Aaron Ireland, taking the free. He's got the distance, I can tell you, he's also got the accuracy. That's a superb score by Aaron Ireland. It's point number 4 for him, and it's a superb score, Gordon. He was a long way out. Galway now lead 1-8 to 3 points.
Yeah, and it's no more than Galway deserved to be leading by that much. and as we've mentioned, they've missed a few chances as well, so it's good that they're keeping the scoreboard ticking over.
Three Galway players with Ed McDermott battling possession. He's now out at a centre forward from a Kilkenny possession, and they're still battling for it, and it's going to be won by the Kilkenny man. That Kilkenny man is Evan Murphy. He's wearing number 3, but he's out the field. He gets it back to McDermott, and McDermott from the half forward line launched that ball in towards the full forward line, and Shane Murray is guiding it out, and that's gone wide. And it was a good tussle between Brian Moore and Sean Murphy as that ball came into the goals, but Shane Murray did well from a Galway perspective. He takes the quick puck out and he gets it out to Dunica Campbell. Campbell gets it further forward towards Garage King, and King did well to catch that ball because he was under pressure. He hand passes it back towards Sean Murphy. Murphy decides to go back to the goalkeeper, and the sweeper keeper, as they call him, Shane Murray, comes out from the goal line. He's on the 14 metre line. He's confident, gets it forward towards Garage King again in space, and Garage King launched that ball long in towards Cullen Burke. Burke tries to take the ball down, and Burke beautifully takes it down over towards Aaron Nyland. Nyland is in possession now for Galway. Aaron Nyland has got a runner through the middle, if you can see him, in Michael Fannin. He can't see him though, and he plays the ball back to Cullen Burke. Burke has already got 1 point. Burke back to Aaron Nyland. Nyland cuts inside his man. Will he go back towards Dylan Quirk? He won't. He's just to have over carried the shitter there, or threw it up and caught it, and it's going to be a free there, and probably a harsh enough decision given away. But Aaron could have passed the ball back to Dylan Quirk, maybe took a small bit out of it, free out to Kilkenny.
Yeah, that was the option. That was the right option to take, was to pop it back to Dylan, and probably just took maybe one or two steps too many.
Galway minor footballers lead 3-6 to 6 points on 46 minutes. They've got a third goal there. Sean Walsh is the man who got the goal, and that ball is won in the middle of the field again by Kilkenny, who come on the attack. And that's a foul, surely? No, the referee says it's not. I thought it was a foul to Kilkenny, in fairness. I thought Michael Burke had actually fouled her. I think we've got away with one there, as Burke tries to pick the ball up under pressure from McDermott out there. Dunica Campbell tries to come in and help out the Galway man, and there's a number of players trying to assume the ascendancy right out here in front of us, almost beside the Kilkenny manager. But Garage King is the man who wins it for Galway, and the Castlegar man comes away with possession, tried to play it across to to Michael Fallon. It's too far though, and it's won by Micheál Ahern. Micheál Ahern now comes inside his man. Ahern has got a support runner. That support runner is Sean Bergen. He flicks the ball off to Bergen in space in the middle of the field, and Bergen is on the 45 metre line, gets it back to Micheál Ahern. Micheál Ahern is hooked superbly over there by Galway's Michael Fallon. Fallon gets the ball back to Thomas Blake. Blake back to Fallon again. There'll be 4 minutes additional time. The ball is played out towards Conor Gilligan. Gilligan goes across the field to Michael Burke. Michael Burke's got a man inside him, and Michael Burke picks out the man inside him beautifully into the hand of Derek Coonan. Derek Coonan loses possession though, and Kilkenny should retrieve the situation, and Kilkenny come away with this ball. They can't do so though, because Cullen Burke is going to pick it up for Galway. Cullen Burke gets a good shoulder there, and Cullen Burke is dragged to the ground. He flicks the ball off towards Jason Rabbit. Jason Rabbit is in possession. He's got 1-1. Rabbit tries to come inside his man, gets it off to Nyland. Nyland comes out to the 45 metre line to go for score. His shot is blocked down though. Rabbit will try to pick the ball with three men, and he does win it. Somehow Jason Rabbit caught it over three Kilkenny men. He swung around, and that's going to be a free in. Superb play by Jason Rabbit there. We saw his father in the past go up with that left hand, but his left hand went up there over three Kilkenny men. I don't know how he caught it, Gordon. He was swung around, and it's going to be a free in.
Yeah, I was just about to say it. His father would be proud of that one. How he got out with the three Kilkenny men around him. Great catch, and obviously fouled, but the referee was a bit slow and blown. But Aaron has this opportunity now to extend Galway's lead further.
Yeah, we have almost 31 minutes played here. There'll be 3 minutes of additional time. Okay, there was a couple of players injured, of course. Sean Bergen from a Kilkenny perspective, and a couple of Galway players. When three Kilkenny men would you believe picked up yellow cards for head high challenges on Galway players, as Aaron Ireland stands over the free. Aaron makes no mistake. That's a point for Aaron Ireland. It's point number 5 from the free. And it puts now Galway 1 goal and 9 points to 3 points in front here. Galway stretching their lead out to 9 points as the goalkeeper, Billy O'Sullivan, will get ready to take the puck out for Kilkenny. He's been busy in this first half. As he takes this puck out again, he goes out towards Lahouf and O'Reilly battle position, and that's won by the 8 from Kilkenny. And he gets the ball off towards the wing back. That's Rory Garrett. He gets it further forward. Kilkenny come on the attack with a James O'Neill picking out Ed Lahouf. Lahouf, of a German descent, is in possession. He plays the ball across the field towards Brian Moore. Brian Moore and Sean Murphy trying to win it, and Moore has it for Kilkenny, but he left the ball behind him, thankfully, from a Galway perspective. And it could have been a dangerous position from Galway if Brian Moore had picked that ball up, and Galway do well there to win possession back. But Lahouf has it for Kilkenny. He comes out the field. He's blocked down superbly by Sean Murphy. It breaks out towards James O'Neill. O'Neill tries to come inside the Galway man. He goes back to Lahouf again, and Lahouf puts the ball beautifully between the posts. And that's a good score by Ed Lahouf, must be said, the midfielder. And that's 1-9 to 4 points, but there could have been trouble for Galway if Brian Moore Gordon had picked the shitter. He left it behind him, and eventually it worked out, and Lahouf gets the point.
Yeah, another let off for Galway. That's, I suppose, two let offs that we've had there in around the square in dangerous situations.
Conor Gilligan wins the puck out for Galway. He plays it across to Aaron Ireland in space. Is this going to be point number 6 for Aaron Ireland? He's second from play. He's driven it high. He's driven it between the posts. An instant response for Galway and Aaron Ireland. That's a point number 6 now for Aaron Ireland, and that means that Aaron Ireland has now got 50 points in the championship to add to his 3 goals. So not bad for 5 game's 3:50 so far scored, as Billy O'Sullivan gets ready to take the puck out. 1:10, 2 of 4 points, and Billy O'Sullivan decides to go straight down route one looking for McDermott. McDermott puts up the hand, the ball is going to break though. It's going to break to a Kilkenny man. It's going to break into the path of Conor Doyle. Doyle takes on his man, gets it forward towards Sean Bergen. Bergen tries to get away from Donica Campbell there. He does get away from Campbell, and Sean Bergen is going to go for a score from out in the sideline. He goes for a score. The Galway goalkeeper saying it's gone wide. The umpires are saying it's gone over the bar, and that's a point for Sean Bergen. A good score it was for Sean Bergen, but again, it was McDermott at centre half forward. He's a big man. The ball breaks off him into the path of Bergen. Good score for Kilkenny.
Yeah, an excellent point for Kilkenny, and they need these scores now coming up to half time.
Quick puck out by Galway. Gillian Crook gets it back towards Thomas Blake, out towards the middle of the field, but Kilkenny have numbers there, and one of those is Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly going forward now for Kilkenny. Greg Kelly's going to go for score from the sideline. Greg Kelly high, and Greg Kelly over the bar. Two quick points for Kilkenny, and that means now they've reduced their deficit to 1:10 to 6 points. Two good scores. Good score by Greg Kelly for Kilkenny, and Kilkenny have shown their intent in the late stage of this game, or this half, Gordon, with two scores from Greg Kelly and Sean Bergen.
Yeah, it's reflecting very much the sort of same pattern as the last game as well, where the goal that Galway got from Aaron Nyland sort of pushed them, give them a bit of distance, but Kilkenny are showing great heart this evening, and they're not letting Galway away with anything.
And they've won this puck out as well by the midfielder Micheál O'Hearn. He's wearing number 7, but he's out in midfield. He's fouled, and this is a chance for Kilkenny with 33 minutes gone here and 30 seconds. We've got 30 seconds to go here to get 3 points in a row, just as we've come up to half time. Galway led by 1:10 to 4 points on 31 minutes. It could be going in at half time 1:10 to 7 points, as we see the Kilkenny man coming out from the corner forward position to take the free. It's Conor Kelly. He's a very distinctive style. He hits off the left hand side. He's got 2 points so far. Is this going to be point number 3? It's not. It's going to drop short though, and Dunica Campbell should win it for Galway, and Campbell does come away from for Galway. Gets it out to Thomas Blake. He's got a Michael Burke in support, but he's hooked there, and just as Brian Moore was about to pick the ball up, the referee has decided to call it half time. And Gordon, we may have got away with another one there.
I'm looking down at Niall Bergen, the banner store there for Kilkenny, and he had the hands up in the air and saying, "Why did you blow, ref?" They had an excellent opportunity to get 3 in a row. I was just going to comment prior to that every time Kilkenny had scored, that Galway were able to reply. But Fergal will be disappointed with that end to the half.
Yeah, it's 1:10 now to 6 points at half time. Galway lead by 7 points. The goal was scored by Jason Rabbit. He's got 1-1. Aaron Ireland has got 5 points, but Conor Gilligan, Cullen Burke, and Michael Burke have also been on target for Galway, and they lead by 7 at half time. Galway 1:10, Kilkenny 6 points.
The live match broadcast with Supermax, where the ice cream is 100% Irish and 100% delicious. Treat yourself to a dreamy moosey or a warm muffin and ice cream today.
Now we're leaving the lads at AM&TC Park, galwaybayfm.ie, for full commentary uninterrupted of Galway United and Wexford. But it's second half time in the it's time for the second half of Kilkenny and Galway and Port Leash in the Leinster Minor Hurling Final. So we'll go back there now to Gordon Duane and Niall Canavan.
Yeah, welcome back here, and I can tell you there's 2 changes in the Galway team at half time. I can tell you centre halfback Dunica Campbell has gone off, and he has been replaced by Stephen Kane, while Dean Cunningham has also come into the Galway attack. But we were just looking at that tackle on Dunica Campbell at half time, an absolutely disgraceful tackle, it must be said. And Dunica Campbell should have been a straight red card, it must be said, for the Kilkenny player involved. But Dunica Campbell has had to go off, and Gordon, is probably because of that. And we've also seen that Dean Cunningham, wearing number 23, has come into the side. Cullen Killeen has come into the team as well, as that ball goes long in towards Jason Rabbit. But Michael Fallon is the man that's gone off there as well. But Cullen Killeen back in action for Galway after receiving an injury, obviously, earlier on in the year. But Dunica Campbell gone off injured. I presume it's an injury, but I saw the tackle at half time on a screenshot. It was an absolutely disgraceful tackle.
Yeah, with the way it was going there in the first half, we would thought that the referee would have taken action with the second, at least the second, or and definitely the third high tackle. But you'd be hoping Dunica is okay, because some of the tackling in that first half was not acceptable.
Yeah, Cullen Killeen is in, and as I said, Stephen Kane is in as well. As that ball goes long, it sees that Derek Coonan has gone centre half back for Galway, as Kilkenny try to win possession from that puck out. It's 1 goal and 10 points to 6 points, as Kilkenny come on the attack with Sean Bergen. Bergen goes forward now. He's half hooked, and Bergen goes for a score. That's a superb score by Sean Bergen. That's 2 in a row for Sean Bergen, and 3 in a row for Kilkenny. Their first after half time, though, 1:10 to 7 points. They've cut the 9-point deficit to 6, and you can hear the Kilkenny crowd now, Gordon, getting behind their team.
Yeah, we were just entering into injury time, and Galway led at 1:10 to 4, and that seems a long time now since Galway scored. That was the 33rd minute since Aaron Nyland's point from play.
Conor Gilligan goes forward for Galway. He's on an advantage. He kicks the ball forward in towards Aaron Nyland. Nyland tries to pick the ball up on the 20 metre line. Nyland has the ball. He cuts inside the 14 metre line. Nyland still going forward. Nyland over the bar. Lovely score by Aaron Nyland from play. That's 3 from play for him. It's 7 in total. Good response for Galway, and a great score by Aaron Nyland, but yeah, made by Conor Gilligan.
Yeah, and they needed that score now just to settle the team down. Kilkenny getting 4 on the bounce, and Galway needed to respond.
111 to 7 points. The puck out goes to this side of the field. Dylan Quirk is the goal, and it breaks through him into the path of a Dara Coonan. Coonan now finds himself at centre half back, gets the ball back to Michael Burke in space, and Michael Burke is dilly dallying with the ball, as I say, and he just about gets it back. He goes from the 45 metre line back to the goalkeeper Shane Murray, and risky enough play by Galway, gets it out to Thomas Blake. Blake goes further forward. That ball goes over the head of Garroch King, and Ed Lahouth picks it up for Kilkenny. He's fouled, is he? Referee said he's not. The referee says play on as Garroch King comes in, as is Cullen Kinnean also coming in there, and the ball is picked up by Garroch King. King going forward now gets it off to Michael Burke in the middle of the field, and Michael Burke this time decides to go long in towards Brian Callan. He's in front of his man. Brian Callan has got 1-9 in the championship so far, hasn't scored as of yet today, but he's in possession. He's going to wind up for a score from the half hour line. Brian Callan high in towards the goals, but I think it's going to go wide. It is going to go wide, and that's 6 wides for goal. But Michael Burke, Gordon, I've seen passes back to the goalkeeper previously, but this one from about the 45 metre line, he went back to Shane Murray. Probably a bit over elaboration from Galway in that case, but we just about got away with it.
Yeah, a bit of Russian roulette there, right, from Michael, and he was as well to launch it up the field as opposed to going back to Shane Murray with it.
The ball is poked out towards in the middle of the field, and it's going to break back towards Cullen Burke. Burke tries to win it for goal. He's got a point so far in this game, but Kilkenny have numbers there. One of those is Dara Vericker. Vericker gets across to Lahouth, but Cullen Burke tracks back brilliantly for Galway, wins possession, gets the ball forward towards Stephen Kane. He's hit with a shoulder. It straightens him up. He gets it off to Cullen Kinnean, and Kinnean breaks the line. And Cullen Kinnean goes forward now for Galway. He's on the 45 metre line. The Loughrea man going forward, flicks the ball off to Nyland. Nyland in space. Nyland dodges around his man. He's going to go for a score from out the sideline. Is this point number 8 for Aaron Nyland? It isn't, because this one goes wide, and that's 7 wides now for Galway. But from Cullen Killeen's perspective, it's great to see him back in the jersey. He made a good run there, and this half an hour will do him well, obviously, going into an All-Ireland semi-final, because irrespective of the result here, Gordon, both of these are the semi-final.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see Cullen back. He's been plagued with injuries during the year, and he was only back from one in with Rayfields and got injured again, so great to get game time into him, and a good half an hour.
Yeah, Kilkenny win possession over on the far side of the field. It's won by James O'Neill. O'Neill tries to take on Sean Murphy. He does take on Sean Murphy, gets it back to Lahouth, who's on the sideline, but blocked superbly by Murphy. The ball will break towards Thomas Blake. Would it beat him though and go over the line for 65? It will. It's gone out for 65 for Kilkenny over on the far side of the field. Galway have a double scores lead. 1-11 for Galway. 7 points for Kilkenny. We have 34 minutes gone here. That means we have 26 plus injury time left. Kilkenny are warming up 2 subs here. I think one of them might in fact be Bill McDermott, who has been injured for quite a while. It's full time in the minor football championship between Galway and Leitrim. It's Galway who have won it by 4 points in the end. Galway 4 goals and 8 points. Leitrim's 1 goal and 13, but Galway, of course, already through to the Connacht final, and they'll play either Mayo or Roscommon in that one. Of course, they were also playing tonight, I think, as this is going to, or the semi-final will probably be next week, I should say, between Mayo and Roscommon, as this is going to be a free, and the free is to Conor Doyle, and Doyle will take this for his side. 5 minutes gone here as Doyle takes that free. He launches it long in towards the goals. He makes no mistake, it's over the bar from the 65 metre free from Conor Doyle. That's a 3rd point for him, and he has got one from a free, one from play, and one from a 65, and it's 1-11 now to 8 points, as the darkness, I won't say darkness is beginning to fall, but it's getting a bit darker out in the field there. The sun has gone in as Shane Murray takes the puck out for Galway. This is Galway's 5th game in the championship this year. Of course, this time last year they were only playing their 1st game in the championship, as Cullen Killeen picks it up in the middle of the field. He spreads the ball across the field looking for Brian Callan. Callan tries to win possession for Galway. He flicks the ball back to Conor Gilligan. Gilligan breaks the line, and Gilligan is 2 now for Galway. He's on the 20 metre line. Gilligan still going through. Gilligan takes the shoulder there. He's on the ground. Referee said it was a fair shoulder. The ball breaks out towards Brian Callan. Callan has it now for Galway, and off the left hand side he goes for score. Brian Callan with a superb score there. That's his 1st score of the day, and a good score by Brian Callan. But it was Conor Gilligan broke the line there, got through, got a shoulder, the ball broke back, and a good score by Brian Callan, his 1st of the day. He'll be happy that one, Brian, the young Drahan youngster.
Yeah, Brian of course is only under 16, and an excellent score from him, and he was unlucky with the shot previous, but Conor Gilligan having some game this evening here in Portlaoise.
He sure is, as that ball is poked out. We see Jerry Henderson is about to see action for Kilkenny, a famous name from the Fenians club, as Ed Lahouth wins it. He goes long with that one in towards the full forward, and it's going to break into the path of Brian Moore, but good defensive play there by Thomas Blake. He gets the ball out towards Dylan Quirk. Dylan Quirk goes back to the goalkeeper again, and Shane Murray is in possession, and Galway are fond of going back to Murray, it must be said. Beautiful ball by Shane Murray out to Dara Coonan in the middle of the field. Dara Coonan decides to go long with that one. He puts it over the head of the wing back, and that's one for Conor Gilligan, or Stephen Kane I should say, to try and win possession. Stephen Kane is under pressure over there by 2 Kilkenny men. Will Kane pick it up? He tries to go pick it up at the second attempt, the Sarsfields youngster, but the Kilkenny wing back is over there. That's Rory Garrett. Garrett goes back to the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper is Billy O'Sullivan. Billy O'Sullivan looks right across the field towards the wing back position here, and Kilkenny will break away from the Galway defender there, the Kilkenny man, come on the attack with the man wearing number 10, Sean Bergen. He's got 2 points for him. Good play there by Greg Kelly. Kelly gets the ball back to wearing number 12, is James O'Neill. He tries to go through 3 Galway men there. He can't do so. He stood up and Michael Burke comes away with it. And Sean Murphy just has a few words with the Kilkenny man there. Just needs to keep playing the ball as Michael Burke comes away with possession. He's fouled there. And the Galway management, Fergal Healy, are delighted with that one. The Kilkenny men not so happy. And it's going to be a free to Galway. And we see Kilkenny bring that on a sub. It's David Barco who's coming off. And it's Jerry Henderson who's coming in for Kilkenny. But free for Galway. And the free will be taken by Aaron Nyland, no doubt, coming out to take it. 112 to 8 points, 7 between them. As we see David Barco coming off. Barco is a guy who's underage for minor again next year. As Nyland is coming out virtually onto the sideline here on the stand side of the field. And he's told to position it. He's a long way out. But it's an angle that probably suits the style of Aaron Nyland's freeze as he takes this one. 1 goal and 12 points to 8 points. 8 minutes gone in the second half. He's already got 7. 3 frees, 3 from play, and a 65. The Clare and Bridge youngster gets ready to take this free. For Galway, who lead by 112 to 8 points. That means it's 15 points to 8. Will there be a double scores lead after this one as Nyland takes the free? He's got the distance. He's got the accuracy. A superb strike by Aaron Nyland. Point number 8 for Aaron Nyland. And in fairness to him, every indiscretion, Gordon, or 99% of them anyway, he'll punish you.
Absolutely. Excellent point from the distance and the angle that he had. And we heard it leave the hurdle there, and there was only one place it was going.
Brilliant take from the by McDermott from the puck out for Kilkenny. He's a big man. He flicks the ball forward towards Sean Bergen, who has to get out of the way of the referee, but blocked down superbly by Michael Burke. And Stephen Kane picks it up well for Galway, and he one-handed flicks the ball forward towards Conor Gilligan. Gilligan is in possession. He sees Aaron Nyland making the run in towards Brian Callanan and Nyland. Will the ball break? It'll break to a Kilkenny man though, and good defensive play there by Rory Garrett. He comes inside Brian Callanan and he clears the ball out the field to Jerry Henderson. And with that, we'll head back to studio with Galway leading. 9 minutes gone in the second half. Galway 113 to Kilkenny's 8 points.
All right, lads, we'll be back there very, very shortly. Just want to go to Tuam for a final wrap of that minor football game between Galway and Leitrim. And Leitrim came back into it a little bit towards the end, Kevin.
Oh, they pulled it back to within a point, Jerry. Last time you were with us, it was 3-8 to 8 points, 17 minutes gone on the clock. So was that score come from Charlie Cox, 3 of the 14th minute. And they weren't to score again until the 33rd minute, would you believe. Leitrim, in the meantime, had points from Paul Honeyman, their best player, Jack Kelly, a point from play. Honeyman free, Sean Bowen and Jack Kelly, 2 subs came on, they pointed as well. And when Honeyman goal for them on the 38th minute, it meant that the score was 3-8, 17 points for Galway, 1-13, 16 points for Leitrim. But then Galway responded immediately from the kick-out. Ross Cohen and Charlie Cox moved the ball down the field, and Mikey Moran got inside and put it in the back of the net. Man of the match job from him, and that made it 4-8 to 1-13. They did have a shot near the end, Leitrim, from James Kilhaney, but it went out to the right and wide, and Galway hung on in the end, win by 4 goals and 8 points for Galway, 1 goal and 13 points for Leitrim.
All right, certainly won't be getting carried away with that result, given that Leitrim almost came back into that game. Let's go back to Portlaoise and to Gordon and Niall.
Yeah, there's been a point for Kilkenny. It's a free from Conor Doyle there, and it means it's 113 to 9 points, but there's a Kilkenny man down injured. It's Ed McDermott that's down injured, and we know that Ed McDermott, I think it was Bill McDermott, the brother's about to come on for him, but Ed McDermott has carrying an injury, I think, for most of the year, and it looks as if he's gone off. He's a big powerful presence at centre half forward. He'll be lost to Kilkenny, and he's going to be replaced by his brother.
Yeah, he's their go-to man, and I'm sure Niall Bergen, the Kilkenny banner store, would have preferred to have the two of them available. I'm sure he'd have placed one on the half forward line and maybe one in as full forward. That's where Ed started this afternoon, and that's it. The last day he was a swing forward, so
yeah, it looks
versatile
like
forwards.
It looks as if it's an ankle injury he's picked up here, but in fairness to the two McDermotts, they're two big men, Gordon, and they'll be two serious players for James Stevens, no doubt, in the future.
Absolutely, and I'm sure they'll be Kilkenny will be hoping that he'll be okay for the semi-final, which is coming up so quick. You'd be thinking that these minor players would at least deserve another week, let's say, not to have to play an All-Ireland semi-final 7 days after
I can tell you the All-Ireland semi-finals are next Saturday, in Thurles, as far as I know. That's the talk. It's 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock for the semi-finals. I've been told also that the Galway semi-final will be 3 o'clock next weekend in Thurles. So I think that's been kind of confirmed, but not fully as of yet. But it looks as if that Kilkenny will be playing their semi-final at 1 o'clock next Saturday, and Galway will be playing theirs at 3 o'clock, I think. That's in Thurles. But it looks as if, obviously, Ed McDermott's day is over, and it looks as if an ankle injury, and he doesn't look too good, it must be said, going off. You just hope he's okay. As Bill McDermott, the brother, picks it up, and Bill goes high with that one, and Bill says, I should have been on the team as well, and he puts it over the bar. Good score by Bill McDermott, and all of a sudden it's a 6-point ball game, 113 to 10 points.
Yeah, what an introduction there from Bill, and that'll give Kilkenny great confidence. Like, they've 18 minutes to go and there's only 6 points between the teams.
Yeah, and that's going to be a puck out for Galway. It's taken to this side of the field. We have 42 minutes gone. We have 18 minutes left. The ball is going to break in the middle field, and Bill McDermott tries to pick it up. He kicks it towards Sean Bergen, but the ball goes out over the line, and it's a line ball to Galway, and it'll be taken by Dylan Quirk as Galway subs continue to go through their warm-up routine just in case they're needed in this game. Kilkenny subs also going through theirs. Galway have already brought on two subs, of course, though. We have Stephen Kane and Cullen Keane already on for Galway. That ball goes long, but it's intercepted by the wing-back. That's Micheál O'Hearn, and the Emeralds man comes away with possession there, and he goes long with that. The man from Urlingford goes long, trying to get the ball forward towards the full forward line, but good play by Sean Murphy, the Galway captain. Comes inside his man, and that man now is Greg Kelly. He gets the ball out to the middle of the field to Michael Burke, and Michael Burke is soloing forward now. Michael Burke trying to go past his man. Michael Burke does go past his man. The referee says he's over carried it, and that's going to be a free, and the free is to Kilkenny. And I can tell you, the Kilkenny crowd are getting behind their team here, and it's going to be a free. And there was just a little kick back there by the Kilkenny man on the Galway player, but the referee didn't see it. It's going to be a free out, and it's the centre half back Mikey Steins who'll take it. But Kilkenny getting a small grip in the game, must be said now, Gordon, and Galway would need to score.
Yeah, Niall, Galway a bit lax now in the last couple of minutes, and they just need to settle back down and just work that ball through like they did in the first half and try and create an opportunity to score.
Cullen Killeen wins possession from the free. He goes long with that one. There's two Kilkenny men and one Galway man, and that's won by the Kilkenny man, and that Kilkenny man is Evan Murphy. He gets the ball out to Micheál O'Hearn. O'Hearn decides to go long in towards the full forward line. There's two men in there, and the Kilkenny man has it. It's Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly tries to turn away from his man. He throws the hurl though. Referee says to play on, even though I think he threw the hurl. Was it a Galway man that threw the hurl? The ball has gone over the bar though. It's a point for Kilkenny over on the far side of the field. I think it's Ed Lahouf. In actual fact, it was the Galway man, I think, that threw the hurl. Back to 5 points, Gordon. 113 to 11 points.
Yeah, Galway under a bit of pressure now, and I suppose those misses in the first half are coming back to haunt them. But they were not really winning any ball around the middle of the field half forward line, and that's where Galway need to get a grip on the game at the moment.
And Kilkenny have condensed it around there. They've brought their half forward line, they've brought their midfielders there, and their big men are winning possession. And Kilkenny come on the attack again. It's Bill McDermott. McDermott has given the ball away though to Aaron Nyland, but McDermott does enough to get it back, but he loses possession again, and Nyland picks it. Nyland's out in the wing forward position. He's taken on his man. He's gone for the 65 metre line all the way up towards the 20 metre line. Nyland tries to come away from his man, hooks it perfectly though because there was two Kilkenny men on him there, and one of those is Bill McDermott. The intensity has ratcheted up here. It's 1-11-2 and 113 to 11 points as the Kilkenny man comes away with. That's a free and a possible yellow card, I'd say, for Jason Rabbit, but the referee is playing the advantage to Kilkenny, and that ball goes long in towards the full forward line. It's going to be battered out towards James O'Neill. O'Neill wins it for Kilkenny, but Galway have possession back, and the Galway man is coming away with it. That's Dara Cunahan. He gets it back to Thomas Blake. We'll just play with the play a second, see what happens here. And there's a Kilkenny man down injured on the far side of the field. It's 113, Jerry, to 11 points in favour of Galway. We've reached the 45 minute stage.
Yeah, don't go away, lads. They've reached the 45 minute stage in Amity Park as well. Half time, Mike Graff.
I've come with this idea that they potentially want to come away with a draw.
Yes, half time here, Jerry, and Derek was just summarising what happened in that first 45 minutes, and from a home point of view it really was very, very little. On just two occasions was the goalkeeper even tested, and that was simply just before the break there, across from Ed McCarthy, and it was Killian Broder who got a header, a weak header it must be said, and on one other occasion a shot from Francine Lombotto was well covered by the Wexford goalkeeper at his near post. United have huffed and puffed and certainly enjoyed plenty of possession in the first 45 minutes, but a lot of it was across over and grass from Slevin to Broder to O'Keefe, and offering very little of a threat. Certainly Wexford have shown that they have certainly football ability. They're certainly enjoying a good season. I mean, they're seventh in the table and mightn't be the best in the world, but they are certainly offering a threat here. So Jerry, first 45 minutes here at Amity Park, it's half time, and it's Galway United 0 Wexford 0.
Right, lads, before we hand back to the hurling, I can just tell you the breaking news this evening. Rory Gallagher has announced that he's stepping back from the Derry senior football manager's job. The decision comes less than 48 hours before Derry play Armagh in the Ulster final. That can't be good. And he'll be replaced by Kieran Mina. Gallagher says his decision is born out of his desire to protect his children from ongoing turmoil. Of course, earlier in the week, Gallagher said alleged incidents of historical domestic violence shared by his wife, Nicola, had been dealt with by the appropriate authorities. So Rory Gallagher will not be on the sideline in the Ulster final for Derry against Armagh. Let's go back to Port Laois.
Galway come on the attack, and it must be said Jason Rabbit swung around there, 5 points between them, 113 to 11 points. I didn't actually see it, but I think Jason picked up a yellow card. That ball goes long and it's going to be won by Gillian Quirk. Galway under a bit of pressure now. Gillian Quirk wins possession, gets it off to Cullen Burke in space. This will be a superb score by Cullen Burke, and I can tell you it's gone over the bar. A brilliant score by Cullen Burke from on the sideline. Galway needed that one, Gordon. It's 114 now. 2-11 points. Kilkenny were just getting a foothold in the game. A brilliant score by Cullen Burke.
Huge score, and a huge score. Huge score by Cullen, and a huge score for Galway. Just what they needed at this time. Kilkenny getting a foothold in the game, and they just needed to get that score on the board.
Yeah, they sure did. Six between them again now. 1-14 to 11 points. Dylan Quirk has set that ball up, and Galway win possession. Ed O'Reilly is in possession for Galway. He sprays the ball across the field to Darragh Coonan. Goes under his legs, but Dylan Quirk is there for Galway. He plays the ball forward to Burke in space again. Is Burke going to go for a second score in a matter of a minute? Cullen Burke from the middle of the field. Cullen Burke high in towards the goals, and Cullen Burke puts it wide. He was disappointed with that one. I'd say that would have been a huge rallying score for Galway if that went over the bar, but it didn't go over the bar, and it's going to be a puck out for Galway, or for Kilkenny. 114 to 11 points, 48 minutes played here as Billy O'Sullivan gets ready to take the puck out. I'm just looking across the Kilkenny half forward line here. There are five Kilkenny players across the half forward line, and they go along with that one again. There's two of them going to go up for this ball. They're just making it difficult for Galway to win possession, and Kilkenny have just gone route one in this game in the second half to try to win some primary possession, because they have a lot of big men there. But it's Galway who win possession here with Stephen Kane. Stephen Kane comes forward for Galway, gets the ball forward towards Nyland. Nyland's out in front of his man. He tries to take him on, but good play by the Kilkenny fullback. That's Evan Murphy. He tries to come away with possession. It's picked up by Stephen Kane again. Stephen Kane off to Jason Rabbit. Rabbit comes inside his man. He's got 1-1 so far. He's been swung around there. That's surely a free in. It is a free in, and a free in to Galway, and a chance here for Galway to extend out to a 7-point lead again. But Kilkenny Gordon are going route one. They have big men, Ed Lahouf and Bill McDermott in the half forward line. Lahouf is about to come off now, but Bill McDermott, Ed McDermott prior to that. They're just launching the ball long down there to try and win primary possession.
Yeah, they're playing to their strengths, I suppose you could say, because they have the big big strong men across that half forward line there, and they've even three inside as well when the ball breaks inside, that they'll have men inside for to pick up the loose ball. But Galway did very well in that last play where they were able to, that long ball, the ball broke, Galway were able to win possession and work it up the field, and for a second time in the matter of minutes there was a Kilkenny defender just swinging out at Jason Rabbit. How he didn't get a free for the first one, I'll never know. It was more blatant than the one he actually got the free for, but just it's slowing it down now, and it's cutting the momentum that Kilkenny had built up. So it's excellent for Galway that if they get this one over the bar and increase the lead back up to 7 points as we enter the last 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, Galway have weathered the Kilkenny storm somewhat. Kilkenny had come well into the game in the second half, but Galway have gone 6 in front again, and it's now possibly going to be 7 as Aaron Nyland stands over the free on the between the 20 metre line and the 45 metre line. There's a Kilkenny man with cramp over on the far side of the field, I think, just getting some attention here, as there's a bit of lull in the proceedings at the moment, as the Kilkenny man over there is receiving attention. I think it's the team captain Evan Murphy who's doing well for Kilkenny. But from a Galway perspective, there's some good performance out there again from a Galway perspective, Gordon, so far in this game.
Yeah, we'd have to be impressed there. I think Sean Murphy has been excellent at fullback, and Conor Gilligan has been a threat throughout, and Dylan Quirk, Dunica Campbell even before he went off injured as well, and a chance now for Arden to extend Galway's lead further.
Aaron Nyland takes the free for Galway. He puts it between the posts. That's point number 9 now for Aaron Nyland, and that means that Galway goes 7 in front again, 115 to 11 points, as Billy O'Sullivan gets ready to take the puck out, and there's a sub coming on for Kilkenny as O'Sullivan gets ready to take this puck out, as the Kilkenny player is still receiving attention for a cramp over there. The referee says play on, and that ball goes long again. Kilkenny trying to make a battle of it, as that ball is won superbly out there by Cullen Killeen. Galway will need him as the championship goes on, and in fairness he's going to get a half an hour today. He's got Cullen Burke in space inside him. Cullen Burke has got 2 points. Is he going to go for point number 3? He does, but it's only going to drop in towards Brian Callan. Callan tries to take it out of the air under pressure there, and Callan has the ball. Will he turn his man? He will, and goes for a score. Brian Callan over the wide actually, strike. The Galway fans were about to say that was gone over the bar, but it goes wide. It's wide, number 9. And number 22 comes in for Kilkenny. That's Stephen Kinsella. And Stephen Kinsella is coming in place of the fullback. That's Evan Murphy. And I think Evan Murphy is the man that's injured over on the far side of the field. In fairness to Kilkenny, they've lost two of their better players, two of their stronger players, Gordon, both through injury, Evan Murphy and Ed McDermott.
Yeah, no matter what way the result goes this evening, because of the quick turnaround, they'll be hoping that they're not long-term injuries, because they'll need everyone again next weekend, especially if the score stays the same, or if Galway win out, they'll have a tough game with Clare, so they'll need everyone fit and available for that semi-final.
Yeah, the puck out goes long, 52 minutes later, that ball breaks in the middle of the field. It's won by the Kilkenny man out there. It goes back to Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly decides to go for a score, and Greg Kelly puts it high, and he puts it over the bar. Good score by Greg Kelly. That's 2 points now for Greg Kelly, and it means that there is now 6 between them again. 1:15 for Galway, 12 points for Kilkenny. We have 8 minutes left, as this puck out is going to become from Shane Murray. Shane Murray from Kilkenny will take the puck out now for Galway. As he gets ready to take this puck out, he decides to go straight down the middle with it, looking for Cullen Killeen. Killeen is in front of his men there, and Killeen has the ball in possession. He swung around there. Referee gives him the free, as he just plays the ball off to Conor Gilligan there. It's going to be a free, and in fairness to Cullen Killeen, he's made a difference for Galway in the middle of the field, in the sense that that experience that he has, in the sense that he played last year, of course, as well, and had been injured, as we've said, but he's going to get the half an hour here, and no doubt he'll be looking for a place on the starting 15 next week when Galway will play at the All-Ireland semi-final. That'll be either against Clare or Cork. At the moment, if it stays this way, Galway will be playing Cork in the semi-final next week at 3 o'clock, I think, in Thurles, they seem to be saying. And if it's Kilkenny who win this game, Galway will play Clare in that semi-final. But here comes the free for Aaron Ireland. He's back to his own 65 metre line now as he gets ready to take this. He's already got 9 points so far. This is a point for a number, chance for a point number 10 now for Aaron Ireland. 1:15 for Galway, 12 points for Kilkenny. We have 7 minutes left here as he gets ready to take this free from just outside his own 65 metre line, as Aaron Ireland lifts, spins and strikes to sit there high in towards the goals. He's got the distance, I think he's got the accuracy as well. That's point number 10 for Aaron Ireland now, and Aaron Ireland has now got 3 goals and 54 points in this year's championship so far, and he's putting up some serious scores, it must be said, for Galway, as the goalkeeper Billy O'Sullivan gets ready to take the puck out. 1:16 to 12 points. Dylan Quirk is underneath it for Galway. He tries to bat the ball down. It's going to be picked up by Conor Gilligan. Gilligan loses possession over there, and it's picked up by the wing forward Keane Whelan, I should say, and the ball is won by Cullen Killeen though for Galway. Killeen is surging forward for now for Galway. He's got Jason Rabbit inside him. He picks out Jason Rabbit. Rabbit tries to dodge inside his man. He loses possession because there's 4 Kilkenny men around him there, and Bill McDermott is one of those, and Sean Bergen is another one of them, as they try to come away in possession. The lights are gone on in the stand here in O'Moore Park here in Portlaoise, as players again try to win it over there. It's won by Kilkenny man, it's won by Sean Bergen. Bergen tries to get away from Aaron Ireland. Ireland forced them back to the 45 metre line, and he's forced to go back to the centre half back. That's Mikey Steins. Steins does well to flick the ball off to Bergen again, but he's blocked down. It's picked up by Cullen Burke. Beautiful ball by Cullen Burke in towards Aaron Ireland. Ireland tries to take on his man, but the Kilkenny man is there, and the Kilkenny man does well, and he's going to be fouled there, and that's going to be a free out. And the free out is to Kilkenny. 1:16 to 12 points. That's Galway. Bring on a sub. Wearing number 18 is Jonah Donlan from the Pádraig Pearse's Club. He's coming in place of Michael Burke in the middle of the field. Michael Burke had a very adventurous first half for Galway, but Jonah Donlan is coming in, and Jonah Donlan is picking up Bill McDermott, I think, over there now at this stage. But that's the third sub to come on for Galway, and of course Jonah Donlan has seen action throughout the championship, Gordon.
Yeah, it's great that Fergal is able to rely on players now that have already got championship game time into them, and there's no drop in experience or in talent.
5 minutes to go here as that ball is going long by Kilkenny. It's going to be picked up by Dylan Quirk. Quirk comes away with the ball. He gets it out to Conor Gilligan, and Conor Gilligan just first time that ball down the field. But Kilkenny have a spare man back there, and his centre half back, Mikey Steins. Steins is in possession now for Kilkenny, and Steins goes right across the field looking for McDermott over there. The ball breaks inside towards Bill McDermott, but it's Brian Moore who'll pick it up. Brian Moore will try to come inside Thomas Blake, and Brian Moore does try to come inside Thomas Blake. He decides to go back the field, and this is a scoring opportunity for the man wearing number 22, Stephen Kinsella. And Stephen Kinsella has put it over the bar. That's a good score by Stephen Kinsella, and that means that Stephen Kinsella becomes the scorer for Kilkenny. 1:16 now to 13 points. Galway about to bring in another sub. I think Owen Maligi might be about to see action as well, as we close in the last 4 minutes of this game, as Shane Murray gets ready to take the puck out for Galway. 1:16 to 13 points, 4 minutes of normal time left, plus whatever additional time will be added on by the referee Adam Kinahan from Offaly. The ball goes to this side of the field. Rabbit puts up the hand, brilliantly taken by Jason Rabbit. He's got Stephen Kane in total isolation over the far side of the field. You can't see him though, he's still going forward. Rabbit comes inside his man. Rabbit goes for a score. Rabbit high and over the bar by Jason Rabbit, but he had Stephen Kane outside him. He didn't see him. Rabbit has got a goal and 2 points, and Rabbit has been very good today for Galway. He won that primary possession solo through, puts it over the bar. Good score.
He's been causing trouble for Kilkenny all evening here, and took the goal excellently, and looking back now, that goal has proved crucial. It's just kept going. Even though Kilkenny have been coming back, Galway in droves, that goal has given Galway that small bit of a cushion, and he's looked threatening, and every time the ball has gone near him, and has weighed in with it with a couple of excellent points along with that goal.
Galway's Dylan Kirk has gone off just limping there as well. Hopefully he'll be okay for next week. And onto the team comes Owen Malidi, with Stephen Kane going to wing back, and Malidi wins his first possession. He gets the ball off towards Ed O'Reilly running too. Riley from the Lee Mellows Club goes forward now for Galway, tries to get away from his man, but Owen Malidi tries to help him out. He tries to pick the ball up, but there's a Kilkenny man there, and Kilkenny should come away with this ball, but they're under serious pressure over there, and they do come away with it, and the ball is played across towards the man wearing number 13. That's a Conor Doyle. Doyle looks upfield, and Doyle goes long in towards Brian Moore. Beautiful ball. Moore is out in front of his man. Moore tries to spin away from Thomas Blake, and Moore launched that ball in towards the goals, but it should be won by the Galway goalkeeper, and it's into the hand of Shane Murray, and Shane Murray does well. He gets the ball out to Garrod King. King gets the ball further across the field towards Stephen Kane. Good touch by Stephen Kane. Gets it back to Garrod King, or to Dara Coonan, but they have messed up that one from a Galway perspective. But luckily, from a Galway perspective also, that the Kilkenny player picked the Schlitter off the ground, and that's going to be a free for Galway. And Aaron Ireland is coming all the way back to the half back line to take it. But Galway, with 3 minutes to go here, lead by 7 points. And I suppose Galway's first year in the Leinster Championship. Galway have been crying out for games. This is their fifth. Galway are now guaranteed to play at least 6 games in the minor championship this year, which no doubt, from a progression perspective and from a development perspective, the Galway have already been saying that they're looking for games, and this is Galway going to get at least 6 this year.
It's absolutely fantastic, and as people had mentioned at the start of the year, they'd hand all the minor cups back if they could get more games into the players to see them develop.
I'm not quite sure what I fully agree with that now, Gordon. Well, but I know it might have been said, but they still wouldn't want to be
back at it.
And that ball goes long by Aaron Ireland in towards the goal. It's going to drop. It's going to be pulled on. A brilliant save by the goalkeeper. Colin Burke pulled in it, and the goalkeeper Bill O'Sullivan instinctively
fantastic
blocked
save.
It. A brilliant save by Bill O'Sullivan, the goalkeeper.
Fantastic save, and it keeps Kilkenny alive with a couple of minutes to go. If that had gone in, it was a game over.
Yeah, the free drop short, and Cullen Burke just doubled on it, and the goalkeeper did well to save it, and it went out for a wide ball for Galway. That's 9 wides or 10 wides, I think, now for Galway in this game. We have reached the 28th minute, as it's 117 to 13 points. 2 minutes of normal time to go as Mikey Stein's in possession. He gets the ball further forward as Jonah Donlan tries to win it for Galway. It breaks though into the path of Micheál Ahern. Ahern is going forward. Donlan puts him under pressure there. And Donlan, did he foul him? He did foul him. That's going to be a free. And the free is to Kilkenny and to Micheál Ahern. And it's Mikey Stein's who's going to take the free now for Kilkenny. 117 for Galway. That's 20 points. 13 points for Kilkenny. That's 13 points with the 7 between them. I don't need to be doing honours maths to make know that there's 7 points between them here as Mikey Stein's gets ready to take the free for his side. Just inside the 65 metre line, I'd say, just try and launch this in, I'd say, in front of Bill McDermott, who's now gone to the edge of the square for Kilkenny, and that's exactly what he does. He launches it as far down the field as he possibly can. I think he's gone too far. It's not just one to drop in the square. It's battled out though into the path of Ed O'Reilly, and Kilkenny have it blocked superbly. Darragh Verrocker's shot is blocked down. Kilkenny go for another score, but Aaron Ireland is there for Galway, and Ireland wins possession. He's gone very, very deep to win it back to the half back line, and decides to go long with that one as far down the field as he can. But Kilkenny have more players back there than Galway. There's only 2 Galway players, Colin Burke and Jason Rabbit, and it's picked up by the Kilkenny man. That Kilkenny man is Conor Brophy. He gets the ball further forward, and Kilkenny are still going forward now with Jerry Henderson. Henderson hand passes the ball off towards Greg Kelly, but good defensive play there initially by Conor Gilligan. The ball breaks though to Cullum Killeen. He goes down with that ball in towards the full forward. There's going to be 6 minutes additional time at the end of the first second half as Brian Callan wins it. He's bearing down on goal. Brian Callan, a shot, it's in the net. Brian Callan bats the ball into the back of the net, and that should be it from a goalie perspective. Callan did superbly well, the Ardrahan man. 2 goals and 17 points to 13 points. There's 10 between them, Gordon, and it looks as if Galway are going to win their first ever Leinster Minor Hurling title.
Yeah, excellent by Brian Callan. He had so much work to do there and get best 3 men, but we know what he's capable of, and he's produced the goods every time he's been asked.
Yeah, Galway try, or Kilkenny try to win possession over on the far side of the field, but Galway come away with it as Stephen Kane tries to go down it, and Dara Coonan is also going to go down it. Coonan gets a shoulder there from his man, and Coonan sprays the ball out towards Conor Gilligan in the middle of the field. The ball breaks towards Aaron Nyland. Nyland picks it up. Nyland flicks the ball forward, and that ball is not going to go out over the line, and it comes off the Kilkenny man, I think, there, and goes out over the line, and it's a line ball to Galway. As we see, Galway maybe about to bring on 2 more subs. Harry Holmes, I think, wearing number 24, is about to come in for Galway, and is it Dean Cunningham that might be good about to come on? But I think Galway have 4 subs on already, so I think it's only I think only one of those guys can come on at the stage. I think it's Harry Holmes that's going to come on. As that ball is sprayed across towards Stephen Kane, he loses possession and the ball goes out of the line off the Kilkenny man. That's Robbie Doherty. That's a line ball to goal. We have 61 minutes played here. There's 5 minutes left. I'm not sure where the referee got the 6 minutes of additional time from, but Galway lead by 10 points, 217 to 13 points. And as we know, Gordon, Galway are running this competition for 1 year. It's going to be looked at again next year, so it'll be just interesting to see what's going to happen from a Galway perspective next year. Will it be in the Leinster Minor Championship?
Yeah, it will be. And great to see. I suppose we don't know yet what proposals they are going to come up with next year, but hopefully it'll be the same, that it'll be an equal playing field for all. But just on Harry Holmes, excellent to see him making his debut there. He's been injured all year, and another one, a talented player from the Ballygar club, along with Cathal Maloney, who's another player on the extended panel. But another talented forward for Fergal Healy to utilise there in that full forward line.
Yeah, just coming back from injury is Harry Holmes, as he gets ready to, as the Kilkenny man gets ready to take the free. That's a Mikey Steins. Steins launches that ball long, 10 between them. In goes McDermott for Kilkenny. Will he win it? He won't, because it's going to break. It's going to break into the path of the goalkeeper, Shane Murray. And Shane Murray was alert there. Shane Murray did well. He looks for his club mate. That's Owen Malady, but the ball breaks away from Owen Malady. It's picked up by the Kilkenny man over there. But Malady puts him under pressure, and Malady does well. He tries to come away from his man, but the ball has gone out over the line. And a line ball to Kilkenny over on the far side of the field, as Malady will get ready, or Kilkenny will get ready to take this. They take it quick as the ball goes back towards Greg Kelly. He tries to pick it up for Kilkenny. He's under pressure there from Harry Holmes and Jason Rabbit. And Kelly does well, and Kelly gets the ball forward. And Garage King will try to win it from a Galway perspective, the Castlegar man. And he does really, really well there, Garage King. He gets the ball out towards Ed O'Reilly. Ed O'Reilly looks upfield to pick out Jason Rabbit. And Jason launches it in towards that one man full forward, now. And that man is Brian Callan, trying to win possession. But the Kilkenny full back does well there, and the Kilkenny man is coming away with the ball. That's Brophy, trying to come away from possession. And Micheál Ahern kicks the ball. Ahern kicks the ball out the field, and he gets a shoulder from Brian Callan. Callan tries to pick it up for Galway, but Ahern kicks the ball forward. It's going to be picked up by Conor Gilligan, but it's the Galway man Brian Callan that's a just half foul there. It's going to be a free out, 217 to 13 points. But Galway are going to be playing Cork at this stage, Gordon, you would think, in the All-Ireland Minor semi-final next Saturday, 3 o'clock in Thurles, we believe. Cork, a very good side, Clare, a very good side as well. So the obstacles getting a lot harder now from a Galway perspective from now on.
Yeah, and they've had a tough game this evening against Kilkenny. So it'll be interesting to see now when we put the Leinster, the two teams from Leinster up against the two Munster teams, and see what how they match up.
Yeah, Galway about maybe to bring on Evan Kennedy. I said Galway have 5 subs on, but of course we think that Conor Dunica Campbell could be gone off on a concussion one, but we're not quite sure. But as that ball is going to be won by Aaron Nyland. Nyland soloing forward. Nyland's on the 45-metre line. Nyland now is fine on the 20-metre line. Nyland is still going forward. Oh, what a score! The score of the day from Aaron Nyland. What a beautiful score. He took off down the field from back at his own half-back line, Gordon. He went from the half-back line to the midfield to the 65-metre line, almost into the 20-metre line, and off the left-hand side. What a score. 11 points for Aaron Nyland.
What a score, and just the confidence oozing out of Arden, and just to solo through and off the hurling over the bar, as you said there, score of the day. But it's been a treat to watch these minor games all season long. There's been some tremendous scores from both goals and points throughout all those games, and it's been a joy to watch.
It sure has been a joy to watch from a Galway perspective. This is Aaron Nyland's eighth game at a minor level, Gordon. He has so far scored 5 goals and 94 points, I make it, in Championship Hurling for Galway in 8 games. Serious scoring, as that ball is going to be won by Mikey Steins again. 218 to 13 points. He gets the ball off to Jerry Henderson in the middle of the field. Jerry Henderson looks forward for Kilkenny, and Kilkenny come on the attack again. We have 2 minutes to go here. That ball is played across to Micheál Ahern. Ahern is going to go for a score. Micheál Ahern high in towards the goals, and Micheál Ahern, has he put it inside the post? I think he has. That's a good score by Micheál Ahern. And in fairness to Micheál Ahern at number 7, he played at midfield for a lot of this game, played at midfield for a lot of the year as well. He's a good hurler, this guy from the Emeralds club,
playing very well there for Kilkenny throughout. And the scoreboard, I suppose, isn't a true reflection on the game that Kilkenny gave Galway this evening, and they'll take great confidence, I suppose, going into that match against Clare the next day.
Yeah, 218 to 14 points. Quick puck out by the goalkeeper to Stephen Kane. Kane is back at wing back now, and Kane goes long with that one in towards Callan again. Callan and his immediate opponent trying to battle for possession. That's Callan and the corner back, Conor Brophy. Brian Callan has it. He's got Jason Rabbit outside him. Rabbit's in space. Rabbit is going to look for another point. Jason Rabbit high in towards the goals. He's got the distance. He's got the accuracy. The umpires hadn't a clue whether it was a point or not. They've decided it's gone wide, and Jason hasn't said anything, but it could have gone inside the post. I'm not quite sure it's wide anyway, but it won't make a difference today because Galway are winning by 218 to 10 points. The ball breaks in the middle field. Conor Gilligan wins it. Conor Gilligan gets it off to Cullen Killeen. Killeen looks forward for Galway. In towards Harry Holmes in space. Beautiful touch by Harry Holmes. Harry Holmes is in possession now. His first touch at minor hurling for Galway. He's going to take on his man. Will he go for a score? The Ballygar youngster. He comes inside his man. Harry Holmes high. And Harry Holmes between the posts. His first score of the day. He puts it over the bar. Great score by Harry Holmes from Ballygar. 219 to 14 points. We have about 20 seconds to go as the quick book out is taken here to this side of the field. Micheál Ahern has it now for Kilkenny. And Micheál Ahern goes forward, gets the ball further forward from a Kilkenny perspective towards Rory Garrett. Garrett now is out in the middle of the field for his side. And Garrett gets the ball forward for Kilkenny as he gets it in towards the full forward. That full forward is McDermott, but Galway have Sean Murphy there. Murphy tries to come out of possession. Murphy is on the ground. The referee is going to decide to throw the shitter in. The 6 minutes of additional time have been played here. 2:19 for Galway, which is 25 points, 14 points for Kilkenny, 11 points between them. As Galway look as if they're going to win this minor championship. The man of the match, I'm sure, Gordon, will be an interesting one. We'll come to you in 2 seconds with regard to that. But it's 2 goals and 19 points to 14 points. But Galway have had some serious performers all over the field as that ball is thrown in. The 6 minutes of additional time have been played as Galway come away with possession over the far side of the field with Ed O'Reilly. He comes inside his man. He hand passes off to Jonah Donlan. Donlan has got Jason Rabbit in space on the 65 metre line. Rabbit will be in contention for that, no doubt. Rabbit has got 1-2. Has Rabbit now got 1-3? Jason Rabbit has got 1-3. He puts it over the bar. A superb score by Jason Rabbit. He's had a fantastic game for Galway. 220 to 14 points. The referee is looking at his watch. Is that the end of the Leinster Minor Championship for 2023? The ball is poked out to the middle of the field. It is the end of the Minor Championship. And Galway have won the Leinster Minor Hurling Championship, their first year in the grade. They have won it by 220 to 14 points. They have been the dominant team all through this year's championship, Gordon. 220 to 14 points. Your summation of that game, a superb victory for Galway. Stars all over the field.
Absolutely. And it was very much like the day we were down in Nolan Park, where the teams were close enough for a stage, but then Galway were able to pull away at the end. Some superb performances. It's a pity we can't, I suppose, enjoy winning Leinster much, because I'm sure Fergal, once tomorrow morning comes, he's planning for an All-Ireland semi-final. It would be nice to sort of soak this in. It's such a unique occasion, but excellent performances all over the pitch.
Yeah, a superb win for Galway. Galway are the Leinster Minor Hurling Championship. Jason Rabbit got 1-3. Aaron Ireland got 11 points. Harry Holmes got a point. Brian Callanan got 1-1. Conor Burke with 2 points. Conor Gilligan with a point. And Michael Burke with a point from the middle of the field. In the end, Galway have won the Leinster Minor Championship for the first time. They will play in the All-Ireland Minor Semi-Final, provisionally fixed for next Saturday at 3 o'clock in Thurles, where Galway will take on Cork. Kilkenny will take on Clare in the other one. But for now, Galway are the Leinster Minor Champions. Galway 220, Kilkenny 14 points.
The live match broadcast with Supermax and the Plaza Group. With Supermax, Papa John's, Super Subs, Bewley's Barista and Spar, the Plaza is the perfect pit stop on your journey.